travel on The Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.
A new year brings a new world of travel possibilities. So what new flights are available from Ireland and what are the travel trends that will shape how we holiday? Paul O'Connell is travel editor of the Irish Independent and he's with me in the studio. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Let's talk about what is a hardy annual, the January sales in travel.
Yeah.
Are they real?
They're real, all right. Now, they're gone are the days when you used to watch on RTE the queues down the street outside the high street travel agents and all of that. But it's very much in the industry's interests to get people booking at this time of year and to start to get, you know, the accounts up and running. And so you'll see a lot of incentives. They're also well aware that we've all just come out of 2 weeks of hibernation and celebration mode. The weather isn't great and having something to look forward to is really lovely. Yeah. And they really try to leverage that. So not only the sales happening at the moment, you see lots of airline sales. Aer Lingus has tickets to the US from 179 one way, as an example. Ryanair has rolling sales every day. But the tour operators will be offering discounts, low booking deposits, meaning you can book your holiday for, in the case of loveholidays.ie, for example, from €19 per person. Clickandgo.com has a €1 low booking deposit. Wow. And the idea being to get you to commit at this stage. Now, it's careful to look at the T&Cs on all of that stuff because there'll be a date at which you have to pay an
installment date,
and then you will have to
pay. You've lost your euro. Oh, for heaven's sake.
I didn't think about it that way. That's true. So the other reason to book early, I suppose, is that you would get pretty much first pick of the best accommodations and the best flight routes and the direct flights and the ocean facing.
A name I'm not familiar with, but I'm sure another generation is, and that's Clink Hostels.
Yeah, I wanted to give you a good spread rather than the usual suspects. So that's a company with hostels in. It has a new hostel in Dublin there near the Jarvis Street Centre. It has one in Amsterdam, and basically, if you're looking for affordable accommodation, they have 15% off at the moment. They do dorm rooms from 17 per person. Now, not everybody wants to stay in a dorm, but a lot of the hostels these days also have private rooms from 27.50. And if you haven't stayed in a hostel in a while, they really have changed. There's a huge social element to the ground floor. There's bars, there's, you know, events like group walking tours, DJs, things like that. So for people who are traveling solo or younger people who are looking to connect with the city, it's a good way to do it.
Okay, now let's talk about new flights out of Ireland for 2026.
So today, Aer Lingus is first flight to Cancun and Mexico. Its first direct scheduled flight to Mexico takes off.
So you avoid Uncle Sam.
You can't avoid Uncle Sam entirely. Yeah, you. The idea here is winter sun. As you know, Cancun on the Yucatan Peninsula was a purpose-built resort in the 60s and 70s. So like what you'd be used to in the likes of the Canaries. But the difference there is that you can jet away at this time. Lots of all-inclusive in the four-star, five-star bracket. Lots of adventure stuff like the zip wiring, the snorkeling, all of that combined with the pools and the beaches. It'll be interesting to see how that does. It's only running from January to April. I'll be back.
So it's winter sun.
It's
really
winter sun, yeah.
And I'll be back. No cartels and all of that sort of thing.
Well, I certainly hope not. I'm actually going there shortly, so I'll be back to tell you exactly what it's like on the ground. Yeah. Aer Lingus actually running its largest transatlantic schedule ever this year. They've got flights to Pittsburgh, to North Carolina coming online. But also, you mentioned Canada earlier, and I think a lot more people are starting to take a look at their, call them Canada curious, let's say. They're aware that they love the North American experience, but they're you know, Canada offers arguably a warmer welcome at the moment, and the diversity of, you know, we've spoken about Newfoundland, then you have cities like Toronto, cities like Vancouver, you have skiing, you have mountain biking in British Columbia, and so on and so forth. I think Canada, because there's more access to Canada than Ireland than ever. Then in short haul, I suppose the highlights are Ryanair has a new route to Tirana, which is the capital of Albania, from April,
which is opening up really to tourism.
It is, and it really played a blinder in the influencer community last year. Every time I opened Instagram, I seemed to see Albania. Also, Aer Lingus flights to Oslo, Montpellier and Asturias from Dublin. And then Cork has new routes to Santiago de Compostela, which, as you know, is the hub for the Camino. And Shannon will have brand new flights to Rome, to Warsaw and Poznan, among others.
Now, they have a limited number of aircraft, so who loses out? Who gets cancelled?
Yeah, good question. So the airlines will always say, look at this, razzle dazzle, new routes, but they obviously have a limited fleet. So the chopping and changing, the main ones, I suppose, to note, Aer Lingus won't be going Dublin to Dalaman in Turkey anymore, and it is cancelling its Cork to Dubrovnik route. Sun Express is going to fly from Cork to Antalya this year. Turkey is on the up in terms of sun holidays. It's four and a half hours, similar to the Canaries, relatively reasonably priced, and it gives you that sort of summer pack of summer
now,
sun.
It looks like the Americans really don't want us. I mean, they're making it hard and expensive.
Let me give you two sides of this story. Okay, so this year, if you're going to go to an American national park, you're going to pay an extra
$100
to enter. You want to go into Yosemite, you pay $100 foreigner fee. I just can't think of anything similar in the States. I've seen foreigner fees in developing countries like India, for instance, where locals are cheaper to go into museums and so on. But that's been added to 11 national parks, right? As well as the other things we've noticed with the sort of the scrutiny of travellers when it comes to immigration, and the possibility that you're, in order to apply for your ESTA, that you will have to submit your social media details and that they may be trawled for the past 5 years. Now, that hasn't happened yet. So if your ESTA is expiring, now may be a good time to do it before all that comes
in. Okay, so an American gets into Yosemite for $20, say, and a foreigner gets in $120.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's crazy. Like, I mean, it would literally think, oh, let's not do California now because that's going to add up.
Yeah.
You know, and if you have a family, think about how it adds up. So look, the US is also super expensive to visit, but let me say, we love it. We go back year after year. There are more flights than ever. We're very comfy with places like New York and Florida. There's lots of anniversaries. It's the 100th anniversary of Route 66. And there is something I've heard of called the World Cup, which if we have a country with skin in the game, I think people are going to just go feck it.
Now, let's talk about families moving the month.
So we've spoken over the years about Cookations, about dupe destinations, and this is all about people moving away from heat waves and moving away from pinch points and over tourism. It's been a slow change, but it's starting to pick up momentum. Two figures I'll give you. The European Travel Commission does quarterly surveys of travellers throughout the European Union, and it says 28% now plan to shift their trips to different months, mainly to avoid crowds, save money and escape extreme heat. And this week, clickandgo.com had a survey of 1,200 Irish adults, and they said 54% are going to look to move their holidays. Now, you're going to save money. You're going to dodge the extreme heat waves we've seen.
Your kids are going to miss school.
That's the question, isn't it? And that's a different calibration for every family. It may differ if your kid is in national school versus secondary school and so on. So let's watch this space. But it's definitely a theme, a trend in travel.
Now, we are creatures of habit when it comes to destinations.
Yeah, absolutely. And we see this every year. I mean, you could say all of the new flights we spoke about, but most of us will go to Spain. There's just no doubt about it. And I had an email recently from another tour operator called On the Beach, which said 40% of us will go to the same sun destinations every year. It's top 10 Irish holiday destinations are topped by some very familiar names. I wonder if your readers can guess what I'm going to say or your listeners can guess what I will say is number one. It's Lanzarote, of course, and then Mallorca, Costa del Sol, Tenerife, Costa Dorada, the Algarve, and so on. So these have kind of been names that have built up over generations.
Now, in terms of the home products, what's new this year?
Well, watch out for two new 5 stars in the West. We have The Grace coming as a new 5-star hotel on Westport Estate, which is going to be exciting. Big news for County Mayo and for the town of Westport there on the Wild Atlantic Way. The Hawthorn by Galway Bay is Galway's first 5-star in almost 20 years as well. And there's a new 5-star coming to Bedford called The Belfast. If you prefer your kind of cabin-y style accommodation, Centre Parks has 80 new lodges that it's opened and a couple of new experiences. And Cabu by the Lakes, which I don't know if you've been there.
I've been there, yeah.
More boutique-y, would you say, kind of a smaller forest cabin stay experience in County Cavan, has 15 new cabins coming this March, and it's going to introduce 1 and 2 bed cabins, so slightly different to what it has at the moment, and a 3-bed barn house with its own private hot tubs. And then finally, I didn't know this. I was surprised to learn. It's 100 years since the formal recognition of the Gaeltacht regions. So it struck me, with the resurgence in the Irish language going on at the moment, why not look at a getaway Askeilge? So Idris Gael is a good place to start. Weekend courses, they're combined with activities like painting and music, okay, and so on. It doesn't have to be just in the classroom, in other words.
Very good. Paul O'Connell or Paul Connolly, which...
there you go.
There you go.
Bilingual.
Paul O'Connell. Gurumila Margot, a full.
Travel on the Pat Kenny Show.
Thanks to Ryanair. Nothing quite says I love you like a Ryanair gift card. The perfect gift for couples.